Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This is our midweek update. This is where we talk about the stuff that's not making it into next weekend show, and we couldn't slide into last weekend show. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrills. Check them out for that brand new barbecue. It's springtime. For many people, it's the start of barbecue season. Check them out and their new Evanescence series grills, the latest in tech at moneymcgrills.com. Today, I wanted to talk about ways to save around your house, tackling projects. I'm working on these things right now, and I've been finding some interesting things out there. And I like trying to save money when I'm doing projects. When I'm tackling that thing, and whatever it is, it's one of those things that you want to save the money, get the most out of it. For instance, if you're working on a wiring project, maybe you're running an outlet and you have to go buy wire. It used to be you could walk into Home Depot or Lowe's and that was the cheapest out there, and that was the lost leader for them. More. Now you can jump on Amazon and get it 20, 15, 20% cheaper for the same brand. So these are places that you can save money sometimes and take a look. Now, sometimes you can jump on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and find some stuff on there. Just make sure it's not been ripped off a job site. But that's a good one. Now, here is one of my little insider tricks. If you want to find the closeouts at Home Depot, I can't believe I'm giving you guys this because this is my little secret to finding cool stuff. Go to homedepot.deal and then you can click on the button that says find deals, pick out your state, and you go down there, and then you can select, after you get through some of the pop-up ads, some of the things that you're looking for there. So you can go down there and then you can search description. You can click on and search the city and decide, you know, what store you're looking at. So you can go in there, click on city, and then I can go through and get the closest stores to me. And I'll jump on it right now. It's Wednesday morning. Let's take a look. I'm going to click four or five stores right here. Let me tell you what I'm finding on there just in my area. Okay, I'm going to grab four stores that are close to me. Then I can look down through here and see what I've got. Wow, there's a good deal. Velux 22.5 by 46.5 fixed curb mount skylight with tempered low E glass. 55% off at $130. Not a bad deal right there. Wow, there's a great deal. A Milwaukee M18 18-volt lithium ion cordless combo kit, 5-tool, 2 batteries, charger, and tool bag for $194 on closeout. That's incredible. So this is the kind of stuff that you can see, and it's pretty cool, and you can sort. So if I go down here and take a look a little more, let's see here. Let's see if there's anything else cool in here. And you can change the stock levels to from 0 to 1 or whatever if you're trying to find it out there. I'm seeing a lot of cool closeout stuff. Looks like there's a lot of skylights out there. Wow, I'm seeing a lot of lights. This is cool. A lot of different stuff out there. Let's take a look a little more here. I'm going to take a look and see here. Oh, yeah. Boy, there is everything in here. A Loco 22.5 Smart Temp Kettle Charcoal Grill. 55% off at $179. Yeah, that's a little throwaway one. That's not a great deal. Here's a good one. DeWalt 20-volt max compact lithium ion 4-amp-hour battery pack 2-pack. $100. That's not bad for two 20-volt max batteries. That's impressive. So you can see what I mean. Here's a rigid 18-volt octane brushless cordless three-speed quarter sheet sander for 70, half off. So these are the things I'm talking about, how you can save money from some of these websites. And basically, it just searches Home Depot's website and looks for the closeouts. So that's a great deal right there. There's also Facebook groups that you can find out there as well. So you can jump over to Facebook and find a bunch of deal finders over there where people post up. It's a crowdsourced thing, which is cool. I like that one. So that's another way to go. But really, trying to find those deals out there can be a little fun, and it can save you some serious money on the project. I was just over at one of my local closeout places here, Building Materials Outlet. Actually, Building Materials Resources, sorry, BMR. Those guys are awesome. And I was over there, needed to find a window for my shed that I'm doing. Wanted to find something to kind of match the house that looked cool. Sure enough, they had one. So it was a perfect deal. Fixed picture window, paid $100 out the door. Didn't have to go order one. This was a dark one that they had on the shelf, and it worked out perfectly for what I was looking for. And so there's a lot of ways to get stuff out there to really take a look and save yourself some money on these projects. Now, one other thing too, and right now, as if you're watching the news, the tariffs, the on again, off again, like I was saying earlier in the year, I think we've got another month or so left of this chaos. I hope. We'll see what happens. I'm just watching it saying, okay, we've got some serious stuff out there that we really need to keep an eye on. Who knows what's going to happen with pricing right now? But it's one of those things that I want to make sure that we're keeping an eye on it, because this is stuff that could add twice the price to a project if it's all coming from overseas. So the best bet, of course, is to buy local, buy stuff that's made in USA, help those guys out. And sometimes, though, it's a little hard on the budget because you're having to pay a premium versus the stuff that you're buying. But I tell you what, it's probably a lot better product. Something to think about there. Now, when it comes to recalls, a lot of kids stuff out there. There's some roll-up shades here that, of course, from Shein. Yep, these are these roll-up shades that are about $545. They didn't sell many of those that do not meet the strangulation codes. Lots of roll-up shades here that we're seeing that don't meet code, so that can be an issue there. Lots of kids' toys like these Huffy Recalls Torex UTV ride-on toys due to fire hazard from Walmart. Those are an issue. Sadeco butane torches recalled due to risk of serious injury or death from burn and fire hazard. That's an issue. Lots of blinds out there. Jeez, it looks like somebody was going after the blind companies out there. And looking to see here, that's the big ones here. Lots of kids' toys, lots of childhood stuff. Modus Furniture International recalled Kent Field dressers due to risk of serious death of tip over, which means they usually didn't put a tip over kit in the thing. So that's another one. And really, that's the most of it here. Don't see too many other things here. We see a couple little things out there, but really nothing notable out there. No big appliance recalls that I'm seeing here. And to find out more about recalls, just go to cpsc.gov/recalls. You can find out stuff over there. That reminds me, I got to take a look and see if my DeWalt portable cordless forced air propane heater is on that recall list. I'll have to take a look. I have one of those. I'm not sure if it's the same one, but we'll see what happens. But boy, guys, there's a lot going on out there in the world of home improvement. And let's be very careful starting those big projects. I would be right now, if I was you, before you start a large project, maybe it's a kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, deck project, get all your materials there first. Buy them. Get them in hand. Make sure you got them. Some of these material prices are just crazy expensive out there. I was buying insulation the other day, and I was like, holy smokes, that's expensive. It's way gone up when you're going into the home improvement store. So some of these things have gone through the roof. Just be careful out there and budget for it, and make sure you buy everything and get it in hand before you spend the money and go, oh my gosh, it's out of stock. I can't finish my project. So rule number one, make sure you plan. Rule number two, get all the materials on hand before you dive into that project. We got a great show coming up this weekend. Two more hours of the show coming up on Saturday for the radio show and podcast. Now, if you want to catch that a couple days earlier, join the Around the House Insider program. Get on there. Get the show 2 days early. Nice. Get to hear the show Thursday. Hear it before everybody else does. get a little sneak peek there. And then all of the back catalog, over 1,000 episodes, you can grab back there. So we've got a lot of stuff for you to listen to and exclusive content. When we do big interviews, you get to hear the entire interview, not the stuff that's cut down to fit the radio show and podcast. You get to hear all of it and get rid of those, basically almost all of the pesky commercials, the stuff that keeps the show on the air. So that's the thing that's cool. Can save you some time and get it a little bit early. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. I got a great show this weekend and got a concert Thursday night. I'm going to see my buddy Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. Looking forward to a good rock show. And then I've got a concert next week. Looking forward to seeing Disturbed. It's going to be a rock and roll kind of week here this week. Having a good time. All right, everybody, stay safe out there. Happy spring. Happy midweek. We'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand. I know where to go. All over the radio.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home, or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.